So back to politics, and let's take a look at Missouri. Donald Trump is holding up a sizable lead in the show-me state, but the Senate race is too close to call. Republican incumbent Roy Blunt is running for re-election, a former six-term congressman. His challenger, though, Democrat Jason Kander, is an Army veteran currently serving as Missouri's Secretary of State. Joe Manis is political reporter for St. Louis Public Radio. Joe, welcome to The Takeaway.
Well, thanks for having me.
So what is this curious anomaly? Trump's way ahead, but the Senate race is neck and neck.
Well, actually, for Missouri, it's not such an anomaly. You just have to look at 2012, where Mitt Romney won the state by almost 10 points. But Claire McCaskill, who's a Democrat, won re-election for the U.S. Senate by almost 15. So that's like a 25% swing just between the two top things in the ballot. It's not unusual, even though Missouri the last decade has generally trended towards the Republican for president. Democrats hold most of our statewide offices. And so it's not unusual to see this. It may look odd from the outside, but this is Missouri.
So. Show me. Exactly. What is Trump's appeal, and why doesn't it bleed into Blunt's campaign?
Well, and it might bleed into Blunt's campaign. I want to preface that for pretty quickly. I think Trump's appeal here is the same appeal that he has everywhere else. He's considered an outsider. You've got a frustrated working class, whites especially, who've seen a lot of their jobs go overseas the last 30 years. And so they're very receptive to his comments about trade. And they're looking for somebody different, fresh face, even though he's 70. So it kind of fits into that. And actually, that's one of the things about Kander. Kander's in his mid-30s. He's considered a fresh face. And in some ways, what he's doing, he's sort of globbing onto this whole anti-establishment movement. And in fact, most of the ads that he's running and the National Democratic groups that are here running ads on TV, they're basically hitting Blunt as being part of the establishment, fair or unfair. That's sort of their the thing they're focusing on, the fact that his wife and his adult children are all lobbyists. They're pointing to his house that he lives in Washington. So it's that sort of thing. So basically, Kander's taking the same, I'm the outsider, I'm the fresh face, I'm the new person you could send to Washington. So that's sort of his pitch. And in some ways, that might not work. But as you know, he is a military veteran. He kind of stunned a lot of people with his ad a few weeks ago, where it shows him assembling an assault weapon blindfolded while he's explaining why he favors gun rights but does support background checks. And that sort of nullified Blunt's support by the NRA.
And, you know, tell me about that. Was that his idea? I mean, was that all his idea, or was that some, you know, campaign strategist?
No, they were talking, but no, it was not a campaign strategist. I've talked to him and his staff about it. And, you know, he's been running for over a year. So most of the guys who are with him and women are all local. And so they're just hanging around talking. And it sort of came up. And somebody said, oh, could you do that blindfold? I mean, they're just kind of joking around. And goes, well, yeah, of course. You know, because you have to do that in the middle of the night. And he did it on the first take.
Oh, my God.
They did some more takes, but he actually did he did it on the first take.
That is a great story. We're talking with Joe Manis, political reporter for St. Louis Public Radio. So if this is a pickup for the Democrats, there must be lots of outside money here.
Oh, yes. There's huge. Now, initially, a lot of the outside money was for him. And I think that kind of we're talking the last month. And that sort of helped him, because Blunt was considered to have an edge of a few points. And that kind of moved him into a tie. Well, then the Republicans have really come in big in the last week and a half. So right now the spending is probably 2-1 Republican as far as outside groups. The Federal Election Commission, I was looking at their site recently, and they're estimating that maybe close to $40 million in outside money has been pouring in the Senate race, not just on ads but on other stuff. So it's very tense. Now, the issue is going to be whether or not Kander can withstand the onslaught. A couple of the Republican ads show his face morphing into Hillary Clinton's So it's going to be very – people are paying very close attention to this. But right now the polls show it tied.
Joe Manis, political reporter for St. Louis Public Radio. Great stuff. Thanks so much, Joe.
Well, thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.